From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The balance of governorships flipped last night. Come January, Democrats will be in charge in 28 states, Republicans in 22. One place with a change is Massachusetts. The state elected a Democratic governor for the first time in 20 years. Deval Patrick will replace Republican Governor Mitt Romney.
Patrick was Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights under President Clinton and a corporate attorney. He's just the second African-American elected governor in U.S. history. Douglas Wilder of Virginia was the first. And Deval Patrick joins us from Boston. Congratulations.
Thank you, Melissa.
Does this strike you as a milestone, the fact that you are now the second African-American elected governor in the entire country?
Well, it is a milestone, certainly for us here in Massachusetts and for the country. I said all along, though, you know, if all I was offering here in Massachusetts was to become the second elected black governor in America and the first in Massachusetts, I probably wouldn't have won. It's an aspect of what I bring to the party, but what I bring is experience in government and business and nonprofits and community groups, and I think that's why we got first the high turnout and the very decisive victory yesterday.
You're a newcomer not just to Massachusetts politics, but to all politics. You've never run for office before, and now you find yourself governor there. How do you go about trying to unite all the factions in your state?
Well, you know, we united a lot of those factions just in the course of the campaign, Melissa. That was the style of the campaign. That's my personal style. It's what I do, is bring people together. Because I think that's what makes a stronger government. It'll make my judgments stronger, and it's what the people of Massachusetts deserve.
And what are your top priorities?
Well, our number one challenge here is to stimulate our economy, and I have some ideas about how to do that, including incubating an industry here in Massachusetts around alternative and renewable energy, the technologies and the products and the services. If we get that right, the whole world is our customer.
You've got a pretty remarkable backstory. You came from the south side of Chicago, grew up in a family that was on welfare, got scholarships to go to prep school in Massachusetts, then on to Harvard and Harvard Law. How do you think that experience will shape what you want to do as governor?
Well, you know, it's an example of having lived in multiples the American dream. I've had some wonderful opportunities, many of them given me by the people in the institutions of Massachusetts, and I'm trying to repay that. I know that there are lots of people out there who see my election as an affirmation of that American dream, that dream is still available to other African-Americans, to strivers of all backgrounds and all races, and I encourage that. And now, with the opportunity to lead, I need to make that kind of opportunity more broadly available to more people.
Deval Patrick, thanks for talking with us.
I'm glad to be with you. Thank you.
Hope you get some sleep.
Me too.
That's the Democratic governor-elect of Massachusetts, Deval Patrick.